Monday night, or Liud Bay Sivan, Tovshinai and Dalit Varalochem, Chavis Alvavis. And there's a borer on Shabbos. There's one type of borer, I'll call it, that maybe is not so well known. And that is, we start off with a mixture. Every borer starts off with a mixture. And you put the components of the mixture, each component into its proper place. You have a mixture of silverware, it's a mixture, and you want to put the forks here, and the knives here, and the spoons here. You have a mixture of toys or pieces of a game, and you want to put them in its respective places. You might have a mixture of svarim in a way that it's called a mixture. We're not going into that now. And you want to take the svarim and you want to put each one in its proper place. That is borer. That's borer. It's a problem. You can do it if it's la'alter. If you're doing it for la'alter use. If you're setting the table right before the meal, so you could have this jumble of silverware and you can put out the settings where they belong. Spoon, knife, that you can do that, but if it's for the meal that's going to take place in an hour, just an arbitrary figure, an hour, not right now, but after a Hemshech Zman, then that's Osur, and there are Eitzes, which we'll learn about in the coming days, what kind of Eitzes are Mutter and what kind of Eitzes are Osur. Some Achronim say, and it makes sense, it's just like V'Reis HaMeil Okecha, if you have immediate benefit because it looks nice, you know. The table looks nice, it looks set, and it enhances the look of the, you know, it's not a preparation only for the meal, but it's makes the living room or the dining room look nice. So then that would be called immediate use, if that's real, and then again it would be mutter even if the meal's taking place after a while. Okay, getting back to the Chavis Halvavis now, we'll call it Shir 14, even though I said we did 14 already, but he's talking about his three sources of wisdom tell him that there's Chavis Halvavis, even though he doesn't see it, there's no, the Poskim don't deal with it, what he, you know, in his days with the Poskim. So, Seichel and Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So Seichel, he says very strongly, he says a person is made up of the guf and the neshama, the guf you see and the neshama you don't see, and you have to thank Hashem for each one, for the seen element, that's guf, and for the unseen element, that's neshama. And his view of mitzvahs is that it's a way of saying thank you. So in Svara there would be mitzvahs that you do that can be seen, chovos ha'ivarim, because that would be the guf, thanking Hashem for the guf, and then there would be chovos ha'levavos, mitzvahs that you do with your mind, and with that you thank Hashem for the gift of your mind or for your neshama. So that's Svara. Then he goes through a listing like we had before of what the Chovos Halvavos would be. Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Emuna, Hachno'o, Yichra Maise, examining the Tova that Hashem does for us. So these are the Yodati Das Barura, he says, and I'll tell you something else he says, that the Chovos Eivorim only makes sense if they're just like a guf. There's really only a guf because there's a neshama. When there's no neshama, then you know what we do with the guf if there's no neshama there. So even though the guf's the guf's and the neshama's the neshama, but if the guf doesn't have a neshama, so like I say, you know what we do with it. So in mitzvahs also, even though there's Chovos Eivorim, but if it's done without Levavos, if it's done without a ratzon to serve Hashem, if it's done without any willingness or desire to do this mitzvah, she says it's not worth anything. If it doesn't reflect, so even on the Chovos Eivorim it says, again he's talking in Svara, just like, again he's keeping this guf neshama comparison, so you're saying the guf without a neshama is nothing. So even the Chovos Eivorim, without the Chovos Halavavos, without the lev involved in wanting to serve Hashem, doing it as gratitude, or doing it as achno, or doing it because you have a bechira, and you've decided, this is what I want to do, I do this as my bechira, so the Eivorim become nothing. So he says, that's the end of that part of it, the seichel, that's the seichel that tells him that there must be chovos halavavos, and it plays a very essential, central role in our doing mitzvahs.